The American-led campaign against Islamic State extremists widened overnight, with attacks being launched for the first time in Syria. I asked our Washington correspondent, Katrina Perry, what sources there are saying about the attacks.
Very little specifically at this point in time, Cathal, but I suppose we need to bear in mind that these airstrikes just got underway 5 or 6 hours ago or so, and were only actually officially confirmed by the Pentagon 2-3 hours ago or so. So we're very much still early days here. What we do know is that, firstly, they have for the first time started airstrikes in Syria. We know those took place using a mixture of manned aircraft and drones, and also Tomahawk cruise missiles, which would have been launched from a Navy ship out to sea. Now, it's not confirmed, but there are various reports on social media that those blasts actually took place in Raqqa, which is in northern Syria and is a stronghold of the group calling itself the Islamic State. We do know that it wasn't just the US alone doing these. They did say in a statement that there were partner nations involved. Now, we understand at this stage that those partner nations are 5 Arab states, reportedly Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Qatar and Bahrain. But none of those have actually come out at this point in time and said specifically that, yes, they were involved. The United States are the only ones who've actually put their hand up and said, this is what happened and this is what we've done so far.
Obviously, one aspect that's significant of that list of nations, if it turns out to be correct, is that Sunni and Shia appear to be working together in supporting these attacks by the Americans in Syria. Is this expected to be, Katrina, something that's going to be long running?
It's hard to see at this stage, Cathal, how it could be anything other than that, because essentially what Barack Obama has done here is bomb a sovereign nation without the assistance or the cooperation of that nation. That goes against all the international norms, international laws protected by the United Nations. There's a question of legitimacy there. I mean, according to those international norms, no nation is allowed to impinge upon the sovereignty of another nation. So what's interesting here is that any time the president or the Secretary of State or the State Department officials have been questioned about this in the last week, ever since Obama said that he was going to do it, is where they're getting the legitimacy from. And they've said that they don't view the Assad regime as a legitimate government, so they don't feel they have to consult with them. And also they've said that they feel that the president, wearing his commander-in-chief hat, has the responsibility, as they see it, to take action wherever and whenever US citizens are threatened. And that's what they're saying gives them the legitimacy in this regard. Now, there are some reports that the US did, perhaps using unofficial channels, inform the Syrian envoy to the United Nations just a short time before they set about doing that. But we've no way of knowing as of now whether that did actually happen and how official or unofficially it did. But it'll be very interesting to see when the United Nations General Assembly gets underway here on Wednesday, just how that's viewed, because there would be a lot of countries the world over who wouldn't be happy to see the United States beginning action like this, even if it is against, you know, an organization, the Islamic State, given that everything that we've seen that group do in recent times.
And that's Katrina Perry speaking to me from Washington earlier on.